You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
And Mia. Yeah, that's right. Mia is here, heading off to school in a little bit. Mia, can you say good morning to everybody?
Good morning.
Good to see you here this morning. And, you know, we are a family-friendly radio station here. If you saw, I don't know if you saw Nick on your way in, the Tina's kids were here too.
I know, yeah. Here I am thinking I'm being all unique, bringing the boss in with me.
Yeah, but, we got to set up like a craft table there in the other room and, you know, set up a little daycare here.
You know, that was, as we were walking in, she said, there's probably not a play area there, is there?
No, there's not.
And I said, you got to come.
She can go play in the pit.
I was going to say, there's a lot of flashing lights. And,
yeah, just
and
don't pull any cords or anything out of there, okay? Like, no, don't go in there.
Nice, nice. Be careful what you say. Okay.
Okay, why not? What's this dude?
Signal gone.
Oh, man. Nick Westergaard's here. What's the latest going on from Twitter, Nick?
Oh, all kinds of interesting things. It occurred to me, you know, the Twitter has been a Twitter this past week with a new feature. You know, for the most part, we are all familiar with when you follow someone, they may not follow you. It's not reciprocal. And one of the big benefits of having someone follow you is that they you can direct message one another, have that private conversation that isn't a big public tweet. And Twitter announced earlier this week that you can now opt into a new feature that allows users to accept DMs from accounts that they don't necessarily follow.
Hmm.
So, speaking of double-edged swords there, you know, on one side, from users' perspectives, they think, okay, great, now we're going to get all this spammy stuff in the DMs. But on the
DM meaning direct message.
Meaning direct message, yes. But on the business side of things, I think that it could hold some potential, as so many use Twitter as a customer service channel. And when you engage with someone that's having a bad experience, you know, good customer service tells you that you should listen to them, you know, go find them, you know, reach out to them online, but then suggest that maybe you take the conversation privately somehow. And one of the easiest ways to do that, since you're already communicating on Twitter, is with a DM. But it's often created that awkward moment where someone says, hey, can you follow me so I can DM you?
Yeah, right, right, right.
And so provided people actually opt into the feature, which I think could be a bit of a snag, but I think there would be a huge backlash if Twitter just automatically opted people
in. Yeah, because some people aren't going to want that. So.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this and worried about getting all these DMs, as it stands right now, you will have to go out to your settings and opt into that feature.
Okay, well, that's the smart way to set that up, I think, because again, not everyone's going to want to do that. And but it is good to know that it's available if people want to, and then it does allow for a company to address a situation or a business to address a situation without having to admit publicly that they made this mistake and have this conversation with the customer and everyone else is reading all that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, just a little more tact in the Twitter stream.
Nice. All right. Anything else?
They're also supposed to be introducing a new feature to clean up some bullying, which I know we've talked about cyberbullying.
Yeah.
You have a lot here. And a new feature that would actually filter out some of those negative and threatening tweets before they even got to the user.
Oh, I like
and suspend
that.
The account. So
that's hard to manage, I would guess. But if they can figure out a way. Man,
robots, Jay. Robots.
Maybe certain words or triggers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically, the real version of a robot would be an algorithm. Helping to, you know, determine what's negative, what's threatening, and what's not.
And close that account down. That's good stuff. All right, Nick Westergaard joining us for the Social Soundbite. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, check out branddrivendigital.com. You could also follow Nick at Nick Westergaard. I'm at Jay Capron on Twitter. And, of course, on Facebook and other social media outlets, look for us, KXIC Radio, and look for Brand Driven Digital. And that's the Social Soundbite. And we have a lot to tell you about with the snapshot. Stay tuned. It's been another busy morning. It's windy and cold. Have you heard that this week? Yeah, that's the story of the week. Same deal again today. 35 right now, north winds, 12 miles per hour, and more wind today. I'm going to go show Mia the pit.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.